You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull plans to have the federal government financially back new flexible power plants in an attempt to get his signature energy policy through the coalition party room. Mr. Turnbull will reportedly provide a commitment to underwriting so-called dispatchable plants based on fossil fuels and hydropower and easily controlled to balance supply and demand. Speaking at a stop in Alice Springs, he said he believes it is a good idea.
I have no doubt we will adopt that. It'll need to be a lot of design in it. It's technology agnostic, so it would benefit anything that was dispatchable. It could be hydro, it could be gas, it could be, you know, renewables backed by hydro or gas or batteries. It could be gas alone, it could be coal. You know, there's no doubt other opportunities as well. But it is, I think it's a very worthwhile suggestion, and we're looking at it very favourably. I'm sure we will adopt it in one form or another, but we've got to get the design right.
Critics of the government's national energy guarantee within the coalition itself have stressed such a commitment is crucial, seeing it as a potential way to support new coal-fired power stations. But the Prime Minister is pressuring state and territory governments to back the energy policy before his own party room has committed to it. Labor state governments in Queensland and Victoria have put the National Energy Guarantee in jeopardy, making their support conditional on its passage through the coalition party room. Liberal MP Craig Kelly has told SBS he believes more time is needed to debate the issue.
In a way, I can understand it. I think they would want to see the complete piece of legislation before they give it the final tick off. I don't think that is a major issue. The NEG is not coming into 2020, 2021. A few more weeks of discussing, debating, looking at the details, trying to find any unintended consequences, I don't think is going to hurt.
Federal Energy Minister Josh Frydenberg is set to meet his state counterparts on Friday before the coalition party room meets on Tuesday to decide whether to back the guarantee. Human Services Minister Michael Keenan says that is still being discussed.
We have already looked at it in party room, but of course you can re-look at issues. I mean, it's no problem for any member of the party room to raise whatever issue they like, and that's an option that's open to any member of the Liberal Party at any given party room. So, look, it may well be discussed again, but that's not that unusual.
The Victorian government has released a list of demands it says the federal government must meet before the state can sign up to the energy deal. It includes emission reduction targets being set every 3 years and 3 years in advance. Victoria has set its own reduction target of 25% by 2020 and 40% by 2025, and the state wants to ensure those goals can be met. The state also wants future reduction targets set by regulation, with targets only allowed to increase, not decrease. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has said Victoria would not risk its growing renewable energy sector by agreeing to a national plan the federal government's party room has not passed.
We're still assessing the impacts of Mr. Turnbull's NEG. Some of the sequencing is a bit out here. You know, if this Friday's meeting was to occur next Friday, after the coalition party room has or hasn't agreed to Mr. Turnbull's plan, well then maybe we'd be a lot clearer.
But the Prime Minister says Mr. Andrews needs to, as he puts it, stand up for his state.
What Daniel Andrews has got to do is stop being pushed around by the Greens, you know, who basically want to de-industrialise Australia. What he's got to do is stand up for Victoria, a big manufacturing state that needs affordable power, stand up for Victorian families, sign up to the NEG, and we know that will deliver the certainty that enables industry to invest.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.